Purple Thistle Center, the Resource Center. In the industrial district of East Vancouver, British Columbia, a lime green building pierces the landscape of beige and gray warehouses and twilight mountains in the distance. Inside, young people, predominantly in their teens and early 20s, bustle with the energy of creation and the rhythm of the well-oiled machine of the Purple Thistle Center.
And this is a thistle.
What's that?
A string of computers lines a wall, with people busy on the internet, creating layouts and Word documents. Music plays on the stereo. A photo studio and silkscreen workshop take another wall in a closet in the corner. A local artist mentors a young woman one-on-one at a work table. Several young men relax on the couches of the expansive library of small publications, zines, and magazines. The Thistle, a youth-run space, was started in 2003 when writer Matt Hearn gathered a group of teenagers together to envision a learning space that would meet their needs. Cole, who had recently graduated from an alternative school, was one of those young people.
Well, I was kind of going through this rough transition, and Matt kind of conceptualized the center as something to help people through that transition between school and being kind of autonomous individuals.
They met weekly for months to discuss and plan. While their community already had recreation and sports opportunities and a library, there was nowhere for youth who were not in school to pursue their interests in media, art, and writing. The small group of organizers worked hard on writing grants for a space that could provide these resources. With the funding they earned, they created the Purple Thistle Center as we know it today. Cole describes the center's everyday activities.
Well, I mean, once a week, the staff all meet and talk about what's been going on in different projects and, like, money and whatever comes up and cleaning and, you know, all the, like, kind of routine stuff. And then there's also the HRDC program happens during the day from, like, 9:30 to 3:30, which is a government-funded job for, you know, 10 or 12 kids. I think it's 12 this year, where they make zines and magazines and websites and stuff. And then they get out at 3:30 and it opens up to like general public for drop-in. And then usually in the evening, there's groups. So there's a photography group, we have a dark room. I built a little community radio station. A lot of people just come in and use the computer. So there's like a 12 computer lab or something with internet and scanners and printers. And there's a writing group that's been meeting basically since we started. There's a life drawing group. At different times, there's been like community art projects that happened. Like we did this mural down in Britannia.
The Thistle is run as a collective, with a distinction between participants and those staff who hold groups, have keys, and make a commitment to uphold certain ground rules.
Originally, or to come and start hanging out, then eventually, you know, maybe get a key, start running a group, start doing a shift, get more involved, and then eventually take over some of the grant writing jobs and try to make themselves like some jobs and money through the center. Because, I mean, because it has that legitimacy to it, it's a lot easier to get money to do things. Like me and my friend Sean wrote a grant to start a recording studio there.
Nathan found the Thistle when it was already established and immediately got involved.
And while I was there, I was just like, yeah, I do a zine, you know, I do this stuff, I'm into this. And I just started volunteering there, like, constantly. Set up the zine library over there, got a weekly shift, got keys. Just started hanging out there all the time and just stuck with it because I just ended up meeting, like, lots of rad people and built a lot of really good friendships out of here.
Keith, a longtime volunteer, says that the vibrant center attracts a constant influx of people like Nathan, which keeps things from getting stagnant.
Thistle itself changes in big ways, and new opportunities arise because there's new energy and new experience coming through.
Cole.
When we started in, it was like 15 people, and there was kind of like you knew everyone, and you hung out with them outside of the center as well. And like the way it is now, which is more like spread apart. Like, I mean, I think it's good right now because there's a lot more going on with like, you know, 70, maybe 80 people coming in and out and doing things and then bringing more people in at different times and stuff. But like, I don't think it could get too much more or too much larger and still retain that kind of personal feel that I think helps tie it together.
In its state of equilibrium, the wheels of the Purple Thistle Center turn smoothly. The warehouse walls course with action and energy, and the fire is constantly refueled by the natural passion of young people who really want to be working and learning together.
When people want to learn something, and they want enough to go and get it. And the Thistle kind of works as a place to make that a little easier, to where you can just, like, there is this place to do it, and you have access, and if you want to be there, you can. And that's what's great. Like, people are only there because they want to be. So we get kids that are, like, out of high school, dropouts, street kids, university kids, and they're all like, wow, this is amazing, I can learn this stuff. It's free, and there's no pressure. And so people are always, if people are there, they want to be, and that's the only reason. There's nothing else to happen there.